Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. John chapter 7. And you read verse 37 to verse 39. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. We have chosen this chapter based on what Jesus is saying in verse 17, when he say that if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Christ changed the people to do the will of God. And if you are willing to follow God, then you can realize and you can understand that the teaching of Jesus, and you can grasp and understand and accept the teaching of the church if you are willing to do the will of God. And the thing here, it has come from your willingness. The scripture is very clear to those who want to understand. But those who are not willing to understand, God will use the same scriptures to make them read and listen, but they are still deaf and blind. Let's read verse 37 to verse 39. As we continue to persevere in living and in doing the will of God, God will help us and God will lead us. Say in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray we anoint your word, anoint the message, and let your word bring you glory and honor, and bring you the fruit that you desire. I pray for workers to be raised up, for workers to be willing to do the very will of yours in the name of Jesus. I pray for questions to be answered. I pray for a problem to be solved. I pray for souls to come and to repent and to give up their own wrongdoing and their own ways and willing to abide with your will. O God, arrange the message and let be your grace flow through it. Let be healing and a provision. Let be help and support that come from you. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. That day, the last day, the great day of the feast, you know, speaking about the word feast, it's where people rejoice and happy, and there's food, and there's singing, and there is nice dress, and there's holiday, and there's a lot of things to them available. On that day, Christ spoke to them And he told them, if anyone thirsty, let him come and drink. The purpose of our meeting is to impart what the gift of faith and what the gifts of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit impress in our heart, in our lives, to other people, including the members of the church, the disciples, and those whom we are reaching out. Christ, when he was in the feast, he told them, come, those who are thirsty, let them come and drink. Still, God make it very clear that depends on your willingness, how much you want to receive from Christ. You need to come. How much we appeal to you, how much we do our best to present Christ to you, how much Christ did his best to come down from heaven, to live as a man on earth, and he did miracles, he did the people, and even in this feast, he cried out to him, inviting them to come to him, but he made it very clear that the people should come. You have to make your decision to come yourself to Christ, to carry yourself how to get the blessing of him, how to be willing to be changed in following him. Christ, as we had mentioned here, as we have read, he cried, he stood and he cried. Not he stood down and he cried, he stood and he cried so that his voice will be to the higher level. Why he cried? To make the voice loud. Why he want to make the voice loud? So the people will be aware. People will be willing to listen. He may attract their attention. He may catch their hearts toward him. That's why he cried, and we need to cry. Even this day we cry because people, they cannot see that sin and devil and demons are penetrating their life, wanting to destroy them. That's why we cry, to get the attention of the people to the danger that they are in, to get the attention of the people to the blessing that they are forfeiting, to get the attention of the people on the things that they are blind of and they are deaf of. He said to them, come unto me and drink. There is thirstiness. There is hunger. And there is emptiness. Many people are empty. Even many believers and disciples, they are empty. Even those who have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, they get certain time empty and they need to be refilled again with the Holy Spirit. The great blessing of our meeting, when there will be impartation, not only of God's Word, not only God's faith, but impartation of the Holy Spirit. He say, come to me. And he mentioned to come and drink. Christ, when he died on the cross, he was buried and he rose from the dead. He went to heaven. He ascended to heaven, but his body, the church, lived on earth. So we carry the Holy Spirit. In verse 38, he said that he that believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Not only water to renew, to clean, but living water that we should not forfeit. Now is the time, is the time of the Holy Ghost. God the Father is in heaven. God the Son is at the right hand of God the Father. And today with us on earth as a church, in our mid and inside us is the Holy Ghost. God, the Holy Ghost. God, the Holy Spirit. In verse 39 say, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. That time the Holy Spirit was there but was not given to dwell or to be in contact with the people. Why? Christ was not yet glorified. How Christ glorified? Christ glorified when he died willingly on the cross in obedience to the will of God the Father. Even he is without sin, but in obedience to God's will, that he needed to lay his life to pay for our sin by his death, and his death to be on the cross. When he did like this, he was buried and he was rose again. In his obedience to do the will of God and his death, he was glorified. And when he glorified, he did something very precious to us. He paid for our sin. So those who come to Christ and repent, the Holy Spirit, who is God, will raise them, can dwell in them, because Jesus had paid for their sin. Now, before Jesus would pay for our sin, the Holy Spirit will be incompatible to live inside the human, because man is sinful. But when Christ paid the price for our sin, the Holy Spirit dwell in us. God and man. Before the death of Jesus, there was a gap between God and man. That gap was created by sin. When Christ paid for that man's sin, that gap was closed, and man and God was possible to be together. And that is the time where the Holy Spirit started to dwell in the life of the followers of Christ, those disciples of Jesus. In John chapter 20 and verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He could not do that before his death, because it is not correct, because still the sin of man was not paid for. When he paid for our sin by his death on the cross, the Holy Spirit moved toward us, moved toward man. You see here the value of doing God's will. Things will go smooth for you and for other people. Christ did the will of God. Things went well with him and for us, his church, and for the whole world, those who are willing to repent and come to Christ and come to God through him and doing his will. The first experience of the believer with the Holy Spirit is when we believe. The scripture call it sealed by the Holy Spirit. That is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit. what he mean here in John 7:38, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, that's the Holy Spirit. What he mean here, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But before we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22 speak about that. Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22, he says, who hath sealed us, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 speak about that also, about the sealing by the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believe, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So here speak about sealing of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures show us stages how the Holy Spirit will grow in our life, how we get access and get the privilege to have God the Holy Spirit with us on earth. Christ, as we said, is at the right hand of God the Father. God the Father is in heaven. The Holy Spirit is with us now on earth. When we are repenting and receiving Christ, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And then the process of maturity and growth will start. The first blessing when we are saved and we are sealed and marked by the Holy Spirit. But that does not mean that we are saved and we can live as we like. No. If we are saved and we start to go back to sin, we are lost. The seal of the Holy Spirit cannot guarantee to us eternal life if we sin. That's why after we are believing, the Bible speaks about sanctification, cleaning. And where the Holy Spirit starts to work on our sinful nature. And that is the time that we need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to submit to Him. We need to give up our sinful habits and we need to give willingly our life to God. Day after day, the flesh should decrease, sin should be controlled, and day after day, our commitment should increase. That is where the process of sanctification, when we start to crucify the sinful nature till we reach the stage, as in what Paul say in book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, when he say, Book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life We say, I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. No more I live, but Christ lives in me. No more flesh, no more sinful nature, no more traditional and nonsense, but Christ living inside us. And people, when they look to us, they don't see our life, but they see Christ living inside us. They see Christ and His Word living inside us. When the people see us, when no more I live, but Christ is living in me, they can read the Bible through our life. And that is where the process of sanctification takes the rule to change us. And that's where, through the process of sanctification, we will manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit, not the spiritual gifts. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, where our attitude and character will be changed completely. As we know, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, perseverance, generosity, complete fruit of the Holy Spirit. That is where the second blessedness, after we are repenting, we are sealed. After that, we start to manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit will be manifested when we give up the flesh. And that's all goal. That when we are willing to do God's will, we are willing to go through the narrow way, the process of sanctification, and to cutting the and removing the sinful things, we start and adding to us the good attitude and character, that people will see the scriptures, see the life of Christ and His will and His plan manifest clearly. After that, when we are sanctified, the third blessing, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or the filling of the Holy Spirit, not that we have the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit have us. The Holy Spirit have dominion and have full control on our life by our own willingness to give Him the full control. Not my will, but your will be done in every day. And we will find that the Holy Spirit completely changes our direction of life, and He lead us into narrow way, He lead us into new ways, He lead us into things that had never come even to our minds. The filling of the Holy Spirit. And what He promised here in John 7 verse 38, river of living water. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes and the sin removed, and you repent and you are willing to go along with Christ and His plan, and the plan of God and His will, you will see that the Holy Spirit will renew you every day. You will be refreshed, you will have the strength for the task. He will combat anxieties, worries, sadness, He will combat doubts. And you will have a new experience of every day. You will have beautiful things that you can see that the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. In the book of Mark, The Lord, Mark chapter 16, and the sweet words the Lord promised the believer. Mark chapter 16, and verse 17 to verse 20. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with the new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and he preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. As we had explained, that now the Lord is the right hand of God the Father. Now, who is working with them? Who is working with the church? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. What are the signs of the Holy Spirit? Baptism. And these signs shall follow them that believe. There are signs will follow us when we are willing to do God's will. In my name said they cast out devils and demons, and that's why we have authority. We move as we are moved by the direction of the Holy Spirit. The Lord had given us authority to trample over snakes and over scorpions. And we can trample all the power of the enemy. But that will come true when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, when we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit had already have us, that we will move with His will, listening to His voice, we can drive out demons and devils. When the Holy Spirit fall on the life of the disciple in the book of Acts, you can see the situation that the 120 disciples and even the apostles, they were locked in a room. They were afraid. But when the Holy Spirit fall on them, they receive boldness. They receive courage. They receive message from God. And that's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When Peter stood to preach, he did not arrange a message. He did not put scripture, but the scripture was arranged in his heart. The Holy Spirit came on him and he reminded him. The Holy Spirit will remind us. The Holy Spirit baptism will give us good memory. And the Holy Spirit will give us the message that we need to preach in order that the people get saved and those demons and the power of darkness will be driven out. The Holy Spirit baptism can give the message of knowledge. He can reveal secrets. He can give gifts, the gift of healing, in order that miracles to be done in Jesus' name, so that the word of God will be confirmed, as we have read in the book of Mark. And he confirmed the word. They went out to work to serve God, and the Lord was with them. And they went forth, in verse 20, and he preached everywhere. That's where the ministry of the Holy Ghost, they preach everywhere. When we give our whole life to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit have us, we are available for His service, we can move more freely. The limitation depends on us, if we are willing or no. That's why Jesus said, if anyone thirsty, let him come. I came from heaven down to reach you, Christ said, but now, if you want, you are thirsty, I'm available, you just come. Even the church today, Christ is available for us, the Holy Spirit is in our midst, but we need ourselves to get the effort and repentance, get the effort to draw near to Christ, get the effort to get rid of our sinful nature and adopt the fruit of the Holy Spirit and to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. It's up to us. It's up to us if we are willing to give our life fully to Christ. But He is willing and He is available to do all these wonderful things that you can read in the Bible. It will come true in the life of His church. Because He said, and these signs shall follow them. Have you got the point? Not that we can see the sign in front of us. The sign that of the Holy Spirit baptism and the sign that God is doing in our life will follow us. As we are willing to follow Christ, signs and wonders and miracles will take place. People get healed. God will give the message. You give the message and then certain demons will be combated with the message. They will be rebuked by the word of God. They will be cast out through prayer and laying of the hands. The spirit of discernment, the message of knowledge will show the power of darkness and demonic and the witchcraft and whatever stronghold of devil will be shown by the Holy Spirit, and the church will have the authority from God to deal with that particular demons and devils. Why the Lord give speaking in a new tongue? They shall speak with a new tongues. Speaking in tongues. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, the tongues that they speak, they are the language of the people. They are the language of the nation that the Jewish people, they were living. They were living in the different part of the world, but in the day of Pentecost, the feast of the week, they came together to celebrate the Pentecost, the feast of the first fruit. They called also the feast of the weeks. They came from all over the world because that's the word of God. They need to go to Jerusalem. They were knowing other languages. Some of them, they were speaking other languages because they were living with other nations. The apostles and the disciples in the day of the Pentecost, when they get baptized with the Holy Spirit, they hear them speak the language that they hear back in their places that they were residing. So what was the purpose of speaking in tongues? The purpose of speaking in tongues was to praise the message. It confirmed in the book of Acts chapter 2 that when they get baptized, they start to speak with different languages in order that the message of Christ will be spread to all nations. Let's read Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. We need to read to the heart of the will of God. Why I need to get baptized? Why I need to give my life fully to God? Why I need the Holy Spirit to have me? Not that I will be baptized and I will speak in tongues, but I will preach the message of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Corinthians, they were speaking much tongues, angelic tongues, but there was no real fruit that God desired to see in their life. And that is the church today. The Corinthian church, they were after the gift, not the giver. But what he say in Mark, and these signs will follow them. They will speak in new tongue. As they are willing to move to preach, God gives them a new tongue so that the message will be reached. Have you get the point here? Not that the Holy Spirit for my privilege, no. So that I will serve God in a better, effective way. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 7 and 8, when they hear them, they speak of different languages when they are preaching the message. Peter was preaching, and sure, some of the apostles, disciples start to explain it with other languages. Because the crowd of, at that day, 3,000 people get baptized. There was no microphone. Meeting was not arranged. Like nowadays, they will arrange for a crusade. I'm not saying that we should not arrange. No, we should be organized. But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that is the best organization that we can afford today. Verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? How those people, they are speaking different languages. The purpose of the Holy Spirit baptism and the first initial manifestation of the Holy Spirit baptism is speaking in a new tongue. It means that we need to reach other people. Not our own nationality, but other nations. And that's mandatory. We need to love the all nations. In the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And verse 18. Romans 10 and verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Paul is asking, are they not hearing? No. They hear their sound, and their voice, and their word went to the very end of the earth. So, different language or no? Yes, they spoke in a different languages. And that's the enablement of the Holy Spirit. Instead of studying a language to preach it, the Holy Spirit gives the language and you can preach. So here the purpose is the preaching the gospel. How we can preach? Not only by speaking, our life should be changed. That's why if there's no change of life, there's no Holy Spirit baptism. I see not only the spiritual gift, but I see the life, character, and the attitude of the person. And the Holy Spirit, certain time, create talents and gifts, specially designed for certain purposes, in order that certain things that the God wants to do in our midst, it will be manifested also in us. So it's all about service. It's not about boasting or showing. Or we have tents, or we have gifts. No, it's about service and how to be fruitful people. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. So those who preach the gospel, God gives them witness. He is their witness. He is confirming, as we have read in Mark, He is confirming His word with signs and miracles and wonders and various gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His will. So He gives us gifts according to His will. And we need to operate with the gift that God had given us according to the plan that God had shown us. Even our ministry, how we serve, it based all on the plan of God. We cannot do our own will even in that. Even through the Holy Spirit, we cannot manipulate the Holy Spirit. We cannot choose what we do. We have to follow what the Holy Spirit dictates on us. Let's go to Book of Mark chapter 16. These are the signs that follow those who believe. Have you understand? Sign to follow. So if you will not move, there's no sign. When the car moves, there's a smoke. But if the car will not move, there's no smoke coming out. Or you just make the machine on and you don't go. And without effort, without any progress, that cannot be. We should not be after the sign. We should be after serving God's will. The sign will follow. God will do the sign. How He will do it, which miracle He will take a place, which gift He will give, it depends on Him. We are giving our life to Him. And He will be the one to do the things. According to His will, we need to trust Him. Let's read more. Verse 18. Mark 16:18. They shall take up serpents. That fulfilled in Book of Acts chapter 28. Acts 28. Verse 1 to verse 6. Acts 28 verse 1 to 6. And when they were escaped, when they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people show us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and receive us. For they kindle fire and receive us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hung on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. And he shook off the beast unto the fire, and fell no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. You see here, what they thought, those barbarians people, it confirmed who is the Holy Spirit. They saw a snake around his hand. Sure, it had bitten him. And they are waiting for him to die. Why he did not die? Why he did not die? Because the Holy Spirit had have him. He was taken fully by the Holy Spirit. Now I will tell you something about this and about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Paul should die at that time, right? Why God did not allow him to die? God did not allow him to die because there are things that he need to do. Who did not allow him to die? God the Father or God the Son or God the Holy Spirit? God the Holy Spirit, because that's what we read in the scripture. God the Father in heaven, God the Son in the right hand of God, God the Holy Spirit on earth, who was filling Apostle Paul when the snake bitten him, he did not die because the Holy Spirit, as he promised, they will take up snakes. And also say in Mark 16, verse 18, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Even they will drink poison, it will not hurt them. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will not allow them to die. Why the Holy Spirit will not allow them to die? Why? Because they are believers? No, the Holy Spirit will not allow them to die because they are willing to do God's will in full. And God is willing to let them live until they fulfill all His will. I believe that death cannot reach the believer before appointed second that God would take him. If that person was fully wholehearted to dedicate his life to do the very will of God. The barbarians say, what they say? They say about him, he was a God. They have seen the Holy Ghost fill Apostle Paul. They can see that this is, he should die, but they cannot see, they cannot understand that he is filled with the Holy Spirit, but see, that's God. And that's here the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit have us, people will not see man. They will see the power of God manifested in our And you know, sin, backsliding, laziness, lack of commitment, those people who have left the Holy Spirit, they can be taken by death at any time and there's no guarantee. The only guarantee for us is when we give our life to the Holy Ghost to have us in full. Even snake would jump, we would not die. God is not willing to take us. As long we are on the track that He ordained for us to go. If we are willing, the Lord will not allow things to happen before the appointed second of our death. Even he said, even they would drink poison, it has no effect. At that time, one method of execution that they would give them poison to drink. If they are in God's will and they are, so we understand they are filled with the Holy Spirit because they are in God's will. When we are of God's will, there is no filling of the Holy Spirit. There is no protection. If they are filled with the Holy Spirit, even they are handed over to them poison, if that is not appointed time for them to die, God will not allow them to die. That is my faith. And that is the faith that the scripture impart to us. And these are the signs that follow us when we are filled with the Holy Ghost. God's willing, next Friday we will continue speaking about the gift of the Holy Spirit. We speak about laying on the hands and the healing of the Lord by the laying on the hands. Let's all stand. Let's pray. Let's repent. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word that you give us. Continue, Lord. Convict us. With your ways, with your word. To repent fully and come to you in full, renouncing all our sin, the things that are unpleasant to you, so that we will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Have us, Lord. Have us, O God, fully. I cry out to you to repent. I cry out to you today to repent fully. Sin will bring poisons and snakes and death near to you. You will be left without protection because you have grieved the Holy Spirit, that you are sealed for the day of redemption. O God, have mercy on your people. Bring them to repentance, O God. Change their lives and their ways, O Lord. O God, Holy Spirit, come and fill those who are sanctified. Give them, O God, the gifts so they can serve you, to preach your word to other nations, to bring fruit into your kingdom. I pray for miracles. I pray for signs and wonders according to your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. Let your word transform people, to raise up workers, to serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, I come to you. I am thirsty, O God. I am hungry, O Lord. Fill me, O God. Lord, I come. Let my heart be changed. Renew, loving from the grave. And I found in you. Lord, I come to know. Oh. Your spirit leads me in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your transform them. Take the sinful nature out of them, O God. Teach them how to crucify the sinful nature, to follow you, God, wholeheartedly. And I pray for this already. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. So they will go on and save you. I pray for those, O God, name of Jesus, who are need the refilling and they are willing to go on with you. Refill them, O God. Let them be protected. Let them be assured. Let them move forward and serving you, O God, wholeheartedly. To reach the lost, I pray. O God, take this message. Make it reach, O God, to all your people. To this, O God, to the other congregations of the church. In UAE, in Oman, Kuwait. O God, in Iraq and Syria, in Nigeria, in Malawi, in Kenya, in Sierra Leone, in Baraj, Australia. O God, in Philippines, Sri Lanka, India, Indonesia. Lord, I pray to the others who are in need of it, to the others who are waiting for such word of yours in their life. O God, I pray for food. Bless your church, O God. O Lord, I pray for people to give their life fully unto you, Lord, everywhere. I pray for food, harvest of righteousness. O God, bless us. Bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen. Amen.